Episode 1 Part 1 This was read off the NHS website about clinical depression and it reads. Depression is more than simply feeling unhappy or fed up for a few days. Most people go through periods of feeling down, but when you're depressed you feel persistently sad for weeks or months, rather than just a few days. Some people think depression is trivial and not a genuine health condition. They're wrong, it is a real illness with real symptoms. Depression is not a sign of weakness or something you can snap out of by pulling yourself together. The good news is that with the right treatment and support, most people with depression can make a full recovery. How to tell if you have depression. Depression affects people in different ways and can cause a wide variety of symptoms. They range from lasting feelings of unhappiness and hopelessness, to losing interest in the things you used to enjoy, and feeling very tearful. Many people with depression also have symptoms of anxiety. There can be physical symptoms too, such as feeling constantly tired, sleeping badly, having no appetite or sex drive, and various aches and pains. The symptoms of depression range from mild to severe. At its mildest, you may simply feel persistently low in spirit, while severe depression can make you feel suicidal, that life is no longer worth living. Most people experience feelings of stress, anxiety, or low mood during difficult times. A low mood may improve after a short period of time, rather than being a sign of depression. When to see a doctor. It's important to seek help from a GP if you think you may be depressed. Many people wait a long time before seeking help for depression, but it's best not to delay. The sooner you see a doctor, the sooner you can be on the way to recovery. Treating depression. Treatment for depression can involve a combination of lifestyle changes, talking therapies, and medicine. Your recommended treatment will be based on whether you have mild, moderate, or severe depression. If you have mild depression, your doctor may suggest waiting to see whether it improves on its own, while monitoring your progress. This is known as watchful waiting. They may also suggest lifestyle measures such as exercise and self-help groups. Talking therapies, such as cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, are often used for mild depression that is not improving, or moderate depression. Antidepressants are also sometimes prescribed. For moderate to severe depression, a combination of talking therapy and antidepressants is often recommended. If you have severe depression, you may be referred to a specialist mental health team for intensive specialist talking treatments and prescribed medicine. Living with depression. Many people with depression benefit by making lifestyle changes, such as getting more exercise, cutting down on alcohol, giving up smoking, and eating healthily. Reading a self-help book or joining a support group are also worthwhile. They can help you gain a better understanding about what causes you to feel depressed. Sharing your experiences with others in a similar situation can also be very supportive. Psychological symptoms. The psychological symptoms of depression include continuous low mood or sadness, feeling hopeless and helpless, having low self-esteem, feeling tearful, feeling guilt-ridden, feeling irritable and intolerant of others, having no motivation or interest in things, finding it difficult to make decisions, not getting any enjoyment out of life, feeling anxious or worried, having suicidal thoughts or thoughts of harming yourself. Physical symptoms. The physical symptoms of depression include moving or speaking more slowly than usual, changes in appetite or weight, usually decreased, but sometimes increased, constipation, unexplained aches and pains, lack of energy, low sex drive, loss of libido, changes to your menstrual cycle, disturbed sleep, for example, finding it difficult to fall asleep at night or waking up very early in the morning. Social symptoms. The social symptoms of depression include avoiding contact with friends and taking part in fewer social activities, neglecting your hobbies and interests, having difficulties in your home, work, or family life. Grief and depression. It can be difficult to distinguish between grief and depression. They share many of the same characteristics, but there are important differences between them. Grief is an entirely natural response to a loss, while depression is an illness. People who are grieving find their feelings of sadness and loss come and go, but they're still able to enjoy things and look forward to the future. In contrast, people who are depressed constantly feel sad. They find it difficult to enjoy anything or be positive about the future. Other types of depression. There are different types of depression and some conditions where depression may be one of the symptoms. These include postnatal depression. Sometimes new mothers, fathers, or partners develop depression after they have a baby. This is known as postnatal depression, and it's treated in a similar way to other types of depression with talking therapies and antidepressant medicines. Bipolar disorder, also known as manic depression. In bipolar disorder, there are spells of both depression and excessively high mood, mania. The depression symptoms are similar to clinical depression, but the bouts of mania can include harmful behavior, such as gambling, going on spending sprees, and having unsafe sex. Seasonal affective disorder, SAD, also known as winter depression. SAD is a type of depression with a seasonal pattern usually related to winter. Stressful events. Most people take time to come to terms with stressful events, such as bereavement or a relationship breakdown. When these stressful events occur, your risk of becoming depressed is increased if you stop seeing your friends and family and try to deal with your problems on your own. Personality. You may be more vulnerable to depression if you have certain personality traits, such as low self-esteem or being overly self-critical. This may be because of the genes you've inherited from your parents, your early life experiences, or both. Family history. If someone in your family has had depression in the past, such as a parent or sister or brother, it's more likely that you'll also develop it. Giving birth. Some women are particularly vulnerable to depression after pregnancy. The hormonal and physical changes, as well as the added responsibility of a new life, can lead to postnatal depression. Loneliness. Feelings of loneliness, caused by things such as becoming cut off from your family and friends, can increase your risk of depression. Alcohol and drugs. When life is getting them down, some people try to cope by drinking too much alcohol or taking drugs. This can result in a spiral of depression. Cannabis can help you relax, but there's evidence that it can also bring on depression, particularly in teenagers. Drowning your sorrows with a drink is also not recommended. Alcohol affects the chemistry of the brain, which increases the risk of depression. Illness. You may have a higher risk of depression if you have a long-standing or life-threatening illness, such as coronary heart disease or cancer. Head injuries are also an often under-recognized cause of depression. A severe head injury can trigger mood swings and emotional problems. Some people may have an underactive thyroid, hypothyroidism, resulting from problems with their immune system. In rarer cases, a minor head injury can damage the pituitary gland, which is a pea-sized gland at the base of your brain that produces thyroid-stimulating hormones. This can cause a number of symptoms, such as extreme tiredness and a lack of interest in sex, loss of libido, which can in turn lead to depression. It's particularly important to speak to a GP if you have symptoms of depression that are not improving. Find your mood affects your work, other interests, and relationships with your family and friends. Have thoughts of suicide or self-harm. Sometimes, when you're depressed, it can be difficult to imagine that treatment can actually help. But the sooner you seek treatment, the sooner your depression will improve. There are no physical tests for depression, but a GP may examine you and carry out some urine or blood tests to rule out other conditions that have similar symptoms, such as an underactive thyroid. The main way a GP will tell if you have depression is by asking you questions about your general health and how the way you're feeling is affecting you mentally and physically. Try to be as open and honest as you can be with your answers. Describing your symptoms and how they're affecting you will help the GP determine whether you have depression and how severe it is. Any discussion you have with a GP will be confidential. This rule will only ever be broken if there's a significant risk of harm to either yourself or others, and if informing a family member or carer would reduce that risk. Mild depression. If you have mild depression, the following treatments may be recommended. Wait and see. If a GP diagnoses you with mild depression, they may suggest waiting a short time to see if it gets better by itself. In this case, you'll be seen again by the GP after 2 weeks to monitor your progress. This is known as watchful waiting. Exercise. There's evidence that exercise can help depression, and it's one of the main treatments for mild depression. You may be referred to a group exercise class. Find out more about walking for health and exercise for depression. Self-help. Talking through your feelings can be helpful. You could talk to a friend or relative, or you could ask a GP or local psychological therapies service if there are any self-help groups for people with depression in your area. You could try self-help books or online cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. Mental health apps. You can also find mental health apps and tools in the NHS apps library. Mild to moderate depression. If you have mild to moderate depression that is not improving, or moderate depression, you may find a talking therapy helpful. There are different types of talking therapies for depression, including cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, and counseling. A GP can refer you for talking treatment, or you can refer yourself directly to a psychological therapies service. Moderate to severe depression. If you have moderate to severe depression, the following treatments may be recommended. Antidepressants. Antidepressants are medicines that treat the symptoms of depression. There are many different types of antidepressant. They have to be prescribed by a doctor, usually for depression that's moderate or severe. Combination therapy. A GP may recommend that you take a course of antidepressants plus talking therapy, particularly if your depression is quite severe. A combination of an antidepressant and CBT usually works better than having just one of these treatments. Mental health teams. If you have severe depression, you may be referred to a mental health team made up of psychologists, psychiatrists, specialist nurses, and occupational therapists. These teams often provide intensive specialist talking treatments, as well as prescribed medicine. Talking treatments. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, aims to help you understand your thoughts and behavior and how they affect you. CBT recognizes that events in your past may have shaped you, but it concentrates mostly on how you can change the way you think, feel, and behave in the present. It teaches you how to overcome negative thoughts, for example, being able to challenge hopeless feelings. CBT is available on the NHS for people with depression or any other mental health problem it's been shown to help. If CBT is recommended, you'll usually have a session with a therapist once a week or once every 2 weeks. The course of treatment usually lasts for between 5 and 20 sessions, with each session lasting 30 to 60 minutes. In some cases, you may be offered group CBT. Online CBT. Online CBT is a type of CBT delivered through a computer, rather than face-to-face with a therapist. You'll have a series of weekly sessions and should receive support from a healthcare professional. Interpersonal therapy, IPT. Interpersonal therapy, IPT, focuses on your relationships with others and problems you may be having in your relationships, such as difficulties with communication or coping with bereavement. There's some evidence that IPT can be as effective as antidepressants or CBT, but more research is needed. Psychodynamic psychotherapy. In psychodynamic, psychoanalytic, psychotherapy, a psychoanalytic therapist will encourage you to say whatever is going through your mind. This will help you become aware of hidden meanings or patterns in what you do or say that may be contributing to your problems. Counseling. Counseling is a form of therapy that helps you think about the problems you're experiencing in your life, so you can find new ways of dealing with them. Counselors support you in finding solutions to problems, but do not tell you what to do. You can talk in confidence to a counselor, who supports you and offers practical advice. On the NHS, you may be offered a single session of counseling, a short course of sessions over a few weeks or months, or a longer course that lasts for several months or years. It's ideal for people who are generally healthy but need help coping with a current crisis, such as anger, relationship issues, bereavement, redundancy, infertility, or a serious illness. Getting help. See a GP for more information about accessing NHS talking treatments. They can refer you for local talking treatments for depression. You also have the option of self-referral. This means that if you prefer not to talk to a GP, you can go directly to a psychological therapies service. Taking your medicine. It's very important to take your antidepressants as prescribed, even if you start to feel better. If you stop taking them too soon, your depression could return. Talk to a doctor or pharmacist if you have any questions or concerns about the medicine you're taking. The leaflet that comes with your medicine will have information about possible interactions with other medicines or supplements. Check with a doctor first if you plan to take any over-the-counter remedies such as painkillers or any nutritional supplements. These can sometimes interfere with antidepressants. Diet and exercise. Exercise and a healthy diet can make a significant difference to how quickly you recover from depression. Both will improve your general health as well. A healthy diet can help lift your mood. In fact, eating healthily seems to be just as important for maintaining your mental health as it is for preventing physical health problems. Research suggests that exercise may be as effective as antidepressants at reducing the symptoms of depression. Being physically active can lift your mood, reduce stress and anxiety, encourage the release of endorphins, your body's feel-good chemicals, and improve self-esteem. Exercising may also be a good distraction from negative thoughts, and it can improve social interaction. Mindfulness. It can be easy to rush through life without stopping to notice much. Paying more attention to the present moment, to your own thoughts and feelings, and to the world around you can improve your mental well-being. Some people call this awareness mindfulness, and you can take steps to develop it in your own life. The National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, NICE, recommends mindfulness-based cognitive therapy for people who are currently well, but have experienced three or more previous episodes of depression. It may help prevent a future episode of depression. Talking about it. Sharing a problem with someone else or with a group can give you support and an insight into your own depression. Research shows that talking can help people recover from depression and cope better with stress. You may not feel comfortable about discussing your mental health and sharing your distress with others. If this is the case, writing about how you feel or expressing your emotions through poetry or art are other ways to help your mood. Smoking, drugs and alcohol. If you have depression, it may be tempting to smoke or drink to make you feel better. Cigarettes and alcohol may seem to help at first, but they make things worse in the long run. Be extra cautious with cannabis. You might think it's harmless, but research has shown a strong link between cannabis use and mental illness, including depression. The evidence shows that if you smoke cannabis, you make your depression symptoms worse. Feel more tired and uninterested in things. Are more likely to have depression that relapses earlier and more frequently. Will not have as good a response to antidepressant medicines. Are more likely to stop using antidepressant medicines. Are less likely to fully recover. Work and finances. If your depression is caused by working too much or if it's affecting your ability to do your job, you may need time off to recover. However, there's evidence to suggest that taking prolonged time off work can make depression worse. There's also quite a bit of evidence to support that going back to work can help you recover from depression. It's important to avoid too much stress, and this includes work-related stress. If you're employed, you may be able to work shorter hours or work in a more flexible way, particularly if job pressures seem to trigger your symptoms. Under the Equality Act 2010, all employers must make reasonable adjustments to make the employment of people with disabilities possible. This can include people who have been diagnosed with a mental illness. If you're unable to work as a result of your depression, you may be eligible for a range of benefits, depending on your circumstances. These include statutory sick pay, incapacity benefit, disability living allowance, attendance allowance, carer's allowance, council tax benefit, housing benefit, looking after someone with depression. It's not just the person with depression who's affected by their illness. The people close to them are also affected. If you're caring for someone with depression, your relationship with them and family life in general can become strained. You may feel at a loss as to what to do. Finding a support group and talking to others in a similar situation might help. If you're having relationship or marriage difficulties, it might help to contact a relationship counselor who can talk things through with you and your partner. Men are less likely to ask for help than women, and are also more likely to turn to alcohol or drugs when depressed. Coping with bereavement. Losing someone close to you can be a trigger for depression. When someone you love dies, the sense of loss can be so powerful that you feel it's impossible to recover. However, with time and the right help and support, it's possible to start living your life again. Making final arrangements, such as giving away possessions, making a will or saying goodbye to friends. Talking about death or suicide, this may be a direct statement, such as "I wish I was dead," but often depressed people will talk about the subject indirectly, using phrases like "I think dead people must be happier than us," or "Wouldn't it be nice to go to sleep and never wake up?" Self-harm, such as cutting their arms or legs, or burning themselves with cigarettes, a sudden lifting of mood, which could mean that a person has decided to attempt suicide and feels better because of this decision. Helping a suicidal friend or relative. If you see any of the above warning signs in a friend or relative, get professional help for them. Let them know they are not alone and you care about them. Offer support in finding other solutions to their problems. If you feel there's an immediate danger, stay with the person or have someone else stay with them, and remove all available means of attempting suicide, such as medicine. Over-the-counter medicine, such as painkillers, can be just as dangerous as prescription medicine. Also, remove sharp objects and poisonous household chemicals such as bleach. Symptoms of severe depression. Someone with severe clinical depression feels sad and hopeless for most of the day, practically every day, and has no interest in anything. Getting through the day feels almost impossible. Other typical symptoms of severe depression are fatigue, exhaustion, loss of pleasure in things, disturbed sleep, changes in appetite, feeling worthless and guilty, being unable to concentrate or being indecisive, thoughts of death or suicide. Symptoms of psychosis. Having moments of psychosis, psychotic episodes, means experiencing delusions, thoughts or beliefs that are unlikely to be true, hallucinations, hearing and, in some cases, feeling, smelling, seeing or tasting things that are not there. Hearing voices is a common hallucination. The delusions and hallucinations almost always reflect the person's deeply depressed mood. For example, they may become convinced they're to blame for something or that they've committed a crime. Psychomotor agitation is also common. This means not being able to relax or sit still and constantly fidgeting. At the other extreme, a person with psychotic depression may have psychomotor retardation, where both their thoughts and physical movements slow down. People with psychotic depression have an increased risk of thinking about suicide. What causes psychotic depression? The cause of psychotic depression is not fully understood. It's known that there's no single cause of depression, and it has many different triggers. For some, stressful life events such as bereavement, divorce, serious illness or financial worries can be the cause. Genes probably play a part, as severe depression can run in families, although it's not known why some people also develop psychosis. Many people with psychotic depression will have experienced adversity in childhood, such as a traumatic event. Treating psychotic depression. Treatment for psychotic depression involves medicine. A combination of antipsychotics and antidepressants can help relieve the symptoms of psychosis. Psychological therapies. The one-to-one talking therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, has proved effective in helping some people with psychosis. Social support. Support with social needs, such as education, employment or accommodation. The person may need to stay in hospital for a short period of time while they're receiving treatment. Electroconvulsive therapy, ECT, may sometimes be recommended if the person has severe depression and other treatments, including antidepressants, have not worked. Treatment is usually effective, but follow-up appointments so that the person can be closely monitored are usually required. Many thanks to the NHS for a fantastic web post about depression. Also want to say thanks to you, the listener. I really hope that you found this information useful and more of all educational, so you can learn and understand depression. Many thanks again, and hope to see you again soon. Till the next time, respect and peace out.